So, Declan, time to get refocused again. The All-Ireland Championship gets up and running for Donegal against Armagh on Sunday. The Ulster final, I'm sure, would have taken its toll on the body of the players. How are you fixed on the injury front ahead of the game this Sunday in Clonus?
Yeah, listen, we're not too bad at the minute, actually. We still have a session to get over, but the majority of guys will come back in. There's one or two that we're just hoping on now to come through, but they would know more in the next 24, 48 hours. But no, came through all right, naturally. Physically, it was demanding, but also mentally draining. But listen, as I say, we got back in towards the end last week, and to focus firmly once we got a draw Monday morning against Armagh. So the minds were firmly focused on Armagh.
Yeah, what was your initial thoughts when the draw was made on Monday, Declan?
I felt watching our match roll last week that there's a possibility, a big possibility, that we were going to get drawn against one of them. But from an early stage of that game, you just felt Armagh were a better side on the day, and produced a big performance to win it. So I had a feeling it would be Armagh. So we know each other well. We've a league encounter in O'Donnell Park and a championship match in McCool Park not that long ago. So yeah, it's going to be another tough match, but listen, it's one that, as I said, we could refocus very quickly on, and looking forward to now.
Yeah, are you expecting a different type of game this coming Sunday to that of the Ulster final, Declan?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, a lot was made of the Ulster final. It was the way the game was, but it will be different. There's no doubt. Every game takes on you have to watch what you're playing or who you're playing against, and then you play that, but. I think, listen, last Sunday against Tyrone were very, very good. They have a lot of good attacking players, and as I say, they put a lot of pressure on Tyrone and a lot of physicality. So yeah, listen, it should be make for a good game of football on Sunday.
Yeah, just maybe Declan, on reflection of it, if I can go back to that Ulster final, it's done now. Didn't go the way of Donegal. It was a very, very cagey affair. Very much cat and mouse. Maybe the way Donegal played the game that day, and Derry have done it so often, and Donegal changed things up. Maybe on reflection, did it play into Derry's hands on that day in Clonus?
No, I wouldn't agree. Oh, Shane, I think the way the game went was exactly probably what we saw coming. That that game was always going to go down the straight. We've seen them last year. A very, very tight game, and we got over the line with a late score. Watched them twice this year in the championship. Watched them in the league, and especially those two games in the championship against Tyrone and Monaghan. And they won those games pretty convincingly, and we felt it was always going to go down the final straight. It's always going to be a game of small margins, and in that, the biggest disappointment for us and for management and players as a group is that when we're 2 points up into that last 10 minutes, that we didn't kick on, and that was a disappointment. But the way the game was going, it was always going to be so claustrophobic and so tight that we expected that, but. Yeah, disappointing, naturally enough, that we didn't kick on after about 2 points up, going into the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, and obviously we know, Declan, different games to go on, have different plans and live different lives, and obviously there was a huge shift put in by everybody on that occasion, because it's a long day, particularly when you go to extra time on Ulster final day. Maybe if we look at the likes of Michael Murphy, Donegal captain, who was pulling the strings from the middle of the park and trying to create things, but maybe if he was on the edge of the square, Declan, would it possibly have made a difference on that occasion?
I don't think so. I mean, it's always going to be you're battling against 14 Derry defenders in that area majority of the game, so it's going to be very, very difficult to get the ball in, number one. And as I said, it was always going to be a really game of small margins. We missed a number of opportunities in the first half that we'd normally score. The goal was disappointing from our point of view to concede. It was a poor goal defensively from us. But we got our break early in the second half, and with our Owen McFadden Ferry's goal. And as I say, going into that last 10 minutes when I think Jason kicked us two up, we had an opportunity, I think, nearly to go three up, and we didn't take that. And then we conceded two really poor scores in terms of a free, and got caught in on a short kick out with Stephen. But listen, as I said, these are games of small margins, and as I said, it went into extra time, and Derry went on to win it. And,
Yeah, and I don't think, Declan, much was made of it at the end of the game, but Donegal could have had two penalties in those closing stages. The first possibly for the tackle on Ryan McHugh, and the second Michael's free right at the death, because it looked to me as if the players, they weren't actually back on the line when they should have been, Declan, and under the rules, that's not allowed.
Yeah, listen, you can look at that there again, but listen, no, we just, as I said, we took it and we accepted it, and it's never easy. Ulster finals are any championship defeat, it's difficult, to be quite honest, and, you know, none more so than Ulster final defeat. I've been involved in teams that have lost. I've been involved in teams that have won, both playing and managing it. Not an easy place, not a nice place to be in, and the losers rest and come on Ulster final day. But listen, we've got to dust ourselves down, and we did that last week, and as I say, we got back into it, and as I say, the Ulster final's gone now, and we move on, and we're back to Clonus this Sunday, and it's going to be a huge occasion, and, you know, a huge opportunity for the whole group, but it's going to be a real tough challenge.
Yeah, massive opportunity. The carrot at the end of it as a place in the quarterfinals of the All Ireland series, and obviously, Declan, you'll be hoping for a big support to get behind the team this coming weekend in Clonus.
It will be, Oisín, and we have a good core. I mean, a really, really good core of Donegal supporters that travel everywhere. You know, we were outnumbered, no doubt, and Clonus last day out against Derry. You know, this time around, you can expect there's going to be anything up to 10,000 Armagh supporters going into Clonus, so it's important from a Donegal perspective we get there and support the team. That's going to be huge, because, you know, this game will go down the final straight, I've no doubt about that there, and you know, the supporters can play their part in that too. But yeah, as I say, looking forward to it, Oisín, and as I say, looking forward, maybe hopefully to be a big Donegal crowd up there watching us Sunday.
Yep. Just finally then, Declan, it's currently 2-0 to Donegal over Armagh. Those previous games this year, will they have any factor in the tie at all this weekend?
None at all. It's a new game. It's listen, you know, watching Armagh last week, as I say, they have probably had their 5-6 week break now, and they're back at it again. And they were impressive against Tyrone last Sunday. We're on the back of a 2 week break, as I say, getting ready to go into battle. It's going to be an intriguing 75 minutes. There's no doubt, you know, but it's a huge card, as you rightly said, for us to be in the draw next Sunday or next Monday morning for the last 8, and you know, that's where we hope to be.